That's 888-221-8990. Or email WCNO at WCNO.com.
What's up, family? What's good?
What up, D? Saturday, July 18th, Rapides Primary Healthcare presents their 19th anniversary Nobody But God Outreach Explosion. Live in concert, it's Dedrick Hatton. For this celebration, we're going to have food, fun, and fellowship. Award honorees, live performances from some of your favorite local bands, such as Extreme Praise, When All Is Lost, Fearless Love, and many more. Come out and support Rapides Primary Healthcare as they celebrate 19 years of service in Central Louisiana. Oh, did I mention this is a free event? That's right, I said it, free.
Are you serious?
Also, an extravagant fashion show and some of the best giveaways Sin Law has ever seen. Dedrick Hatton, live in concert at Peabody High School Football Stadium. Saturday, July 18th. Doors open at 2 p.m. Be there.
Man will follow. He's able.
For more info, contact the K Reed Show at 504-452-6277.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to the Living Your Destiny broadcast with Dr. John Barton, bringing you the Word of God with simplicity and revelation. Now, let's join Dr. Barton for today's message.
David was not only king, but he was a prophet and priest. David had a multi-dimensional anointing. And through the kingly anointing, he began to demonstrate that of a warrior. He could fight as a king. He could declare and decree things as a king. But as a priest, he had the anointing to worship. Watch at this multidimensional David who could be a warrior on one end, and I mean you wouldn't even dare touch him, but at the same time could be so soft on the other end and say, oh Lord, how I worship thee, how I adore thee, how I lift up your name. And he was prophet because he could declare things. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Come on, in it, send it. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. And the whole kingdom begin to prosper because David was a prophet. Now, there are some people that are anointed to do multiple things. Because God put it on the inside of them. God, they are multidimensional, multifaceted. And Saul cannot look at a David and try to covet something that he does not have. So my second point, number one, I know my God. Number two, I know my purpose. I know my purpose. Go to Matthew 25, Matthew chapter 25. Welcome to Bible study. I have to teach you this. Matthew 25. Let me just give you some more scriptures to back up, because a lot of times there's a misorder here. There's a misconception, if you will. So when you go around and ask people, you know, how do you find your purpose? How do you find your purpose? And well, somebody who don't know what they're talking about, they say, well, what's your passion? They're gonna say that's the first. What's your passion then? Well, my passion is this. No, that's not how you find your purpose. You can have a passion that God didn't give you. You watched American Idol. You watched America's Got Talent. They are passionate. They are very passionate. I believe the children are our future.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord has been good to you. What is the proper response to God's goodness? How do you keep it flowing in your life? Has God blessed you?
Yes.
Has he protected you from evil?
Yes.
Has he provided for you?
Yes.
Has he healed you?
Yes.
Has he made a way for you when you didn't have a way?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, we could go on and on and on, and your answer is going to be yes.
Amen.
So I'm going to tell you five ways that you respond to the goodness of God. This is how you keep the goodness of God flowing in your life. This is how you recognize it. This is how you have more and more goodness come into your life. Number one, you have to remember and rehearse the goodness of God. You got to tell it. You got to tell about God's goodness. When you experience the goodness of God, you should share it with others. Your testimony encourages others to believe God. Your testimony keeps you from taking the credit. And it provides the opportunity for you to give God the glory. So you should always tell when God been good to you. You need to tell somebody. Amen. Psalm 145 verse 7 says this. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. He said here, they shall abundantly utter. That means they should have, they're going to be a lot of testimony. They shall abundantly utter the memory of your great goodness. In other words, you're remembering and you're calling to mind on purpose, you start remembering about the goodness of God. You see, that's what happened to David. He remembered the goodness of God. When David had came back to Ziklag, and his family was gone, and the town they lived in had been burned to the ground, and all the men's families, and they wanted to stone David. Even his men wanted to turn on him. Say, David's the reason why our wife and our children's gone. We've been following this man. And I'm going to tell you, they wanted to stone David, and David didn't have anybody to encourage him. So the Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. How did he do it? I'm going to tell you, he started remembering God's goodness in his life. When you're in a tight spot, you just need to remember how good God been to you in the past. And it will lift your spirit up and give you the strength and the courage to go on. After David had encouraged himself, he said, Lord, do I need to go after them? And am I going to overtake them? And the Lord said, you pursue them, and without fail, you shall recover all.
Yeah.
People didn't know who they were messing with. They were messing with a king before he was crowned. God saw him as a king. And there's times when you don't have nobody to encourage you. How many of you have been there? Just seems like ain't nobody around to give you encourage, to lift your spirit. I'm going to tell you, encourage yourself. And let me say, courage yourself. Courage yourself. Courage yourself. Courage yourself in the Lord. How do you do it? You say, how do I encourage myself in the Lord? You start remembering how good God been to you. Start remembering those times God brought you over. Start remembering those times when God made a way where there was no way. Start remembering the time that God blessed you when you didn't deserve blessing. They shall utterly, declare the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 63:7 says, I will mention, or I will remember and recall the loving kindness of the Lord and the praise of the Lord according to all that the Lord have bestowed on us. And thy great goodness toward the house of Israel, which you have bestowed on them according to your mercy and according to the multitudes of your loving kindness. The words loving kindness there is also translated goodness. Come from the same Hebrew word. He said, I'm going to tell it. I will remember. That's what that word means. I will recall the loving kindness of God and the praises of the Lord. I'm going to remember how good God been to me. And that's going to give me strength to keep fighting. Every time that I start getting down, I just remember all the miracles in my past. I remember the goodness of how good God been to me. And I say, you know what? He brought me too far to leave me. God helped me before. He gonna help me again. I remember, and I just start remembering, calling to mind. I mean, I bring them up. And I encourage myself in the Lord. Amen. Number two. First thing, you got to remember and rehearse it. You got to tell it. Number two, you need to praise and rejoice in the goodness of God. Like we were doing today when we first started this service. You got to praise and rejoice in the goodness of God. When you hear others' testimony of God's grace and goodness, you should praise God. You should give God the glory. Amen. You ought to be excited about what God's doing. Whenever somebody else experiences the goodness of God, you shouldn't be jealous. You shouldn't be envious. You shouldn't be saying, wonder why the Lord blessed them like that. That's why you ain't got nothing. When you got that kind of attitude, I wonder why God did that for them. They don't even come to church regularly like me. See, you basing everything on your own righteousness, and you ain't going to get nothing like that. When you start giving God all your credentials, you just missed out on grace. Because it wasn't your credentials that got you them blessings. It was the blood of Jesus. It was the cross of Jesus Christ. God's good to everybody. So don't be jealous when you see goodness manifesting in somebody else's life in a way you think that they don't deserve it. They don't deserve no blessing like that. I'm going to tell you, you cut your own blessing off when you think like that. You got to praise God for it. All right, look at Exodus chapter 18. Now, when Moses and them came out of Egypt, he met his father-in-law, Jethro. In verse 8, it says, and Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. So what's Moses doing? Moses is telling. He's telling his father-in-law all the power, all them signs, all those great miracles and those great wonders that they saw in Egypt. He's sitting down there and he's telling Jethro about it. And Jethro's sitting there just listening. Mm-mm. Moses saying, man, let me tell you something. God turned water into blood. Flies came. All kinds of things happened. He told him about, I put my rod down, turned to a snake. The magicians put two of them down there, and my snake ate up their snakes. And then on the night that we got set, God told me what to do with the blood and how we put it on the doorpost. And that night, death came through the land, and the firstborn in every Egyptian family died. And Jethro like, what you say? And then it came a time in them plagues where God said, now, this just going to happen to the Egyptians and not in Goshen where y'all live. He said, because I'm going to show that there's a distinction between y'all and them. Amen. And Moses told Jethro about that. And Jethro said, what you say again? Your God did all that? And then he said, and then they let us go. And I'm making it short. And they got to the Red Sea and said, man, we got mountains on one side. We got the Red Sea in front of us. And Pharaoh done changed his mind. Come in to get us. And man, I held his staff up in the air. And you, Jethro. Now, I know this is hard to believe. But man, let me tell you, the water stood up on its side. And a wind came and separated the water and dried the ground. And we went over on dry ground. And all of us, almost 3 million of us, come out of Egypt with all our stuff. And then they chased us down into the sea. When we got on the other side, we looked back and we said, oh, they're still after us. And the water came crashing down. Jethro said, what you say? Moses said, you don't believe it? Ask anybody. Everybody saw it. You can ask everybody. Everybody standing there. Yeah, Moses telling the truth. We saw it. What about did he say? Say, look here, when we got ready to go, God told us we wasn't going empty. So guess what? Before we left, we asked them for all their gold and their silver. They couldn't give it to us fast enough. What you say? You came out with the wealth too, Moses? We got all the wealth. God spoiled them Egyptians. Jeffro say, what you